والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آله. Monday, 26th of June, 2000, and we are talking about life after death. Now today, last week we did about Barzakh, and we saw the three different stages of Barzakh, if you remember. One is straight Jannah in Barzakh, one was straight punishment, and one was that stage where nobody knows, right? And we saw the different verses relevant to these three different phases. Now today, before we go on to the next stage of the hereafter, which would be the blowing of the trumpet, because after Barzakh, before Qiyamah, there is the blowing of the trumpet. Before we go on to that, let us look in the Holy Quran. We find verses relevant to how Allah will resurrect people on the Day of Judgment, right? And interestingly, all these three verses are found one after another in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 258, 259 and 260. So we shall study these three verses and then go on to the Nufikha fi Sur, that is the blowing of the trumpet, yeah? 258, 259 and 260 of Surah Al-Baqarah. If you notice, these three verses form one makra. You know what a makra is? A makra is starting from that ayn next up to the next ayn, right? And if you notice, these three verses form one makra, which means, and this is in ulum al-Quran, the divisions of the Quran, when you see what a surah is, what a verse is, you come to what a makra is. A makra is a number of ayats put together that are talking about one thing. Then Allah would move to another thing, right? So that is a makra. These three verses are talking of one thing. The similarity between the three verses are that it talks of life after death, right? Let's study the verses in its individual meanings and then as a collective Makra, three verses, what is the theme, right? Somebody asked a question? Right. Alam tara ila alladhina. Chai wagan.
Come out from somewhere.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. This is about Namrud and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Prophet Ibrahim was arguing, Hajjah Ibrahim, that is Namrud, was arguing with Prophet Ibrahim. Allah is telling the Holy Prophet, Alam tara ila alladhi Hajjah Ibrahim. Don't you remember? Don't you recall the person, without naming Namrud, the person who argued with Prophet Ibrahim? Hajj literally means to object, to argue. Hajj Ibrahim, right? When Prophet Ibrahim said, my Lord is one who can give life and death. Right? So Namrud, in defiance, says, no, it is I who give life and death. Now we know the incident. Prophet Ibrahim was trying to establish a criteria for Lord, that the one I worship is the one who gives life and death. And Namrud was saying, fine, it is I, no one else, who give life and death. And then of course he called two prisoners who are on the death row, and one of them he freed, and the other one he killed. And he said, look, I give life and I give death. Now, the people surrounding Prophet Ibrahim and Namrud accepted this as a plausible argument. And they agreed. They said, yes, he is the one who is giving life and death. He has freed that one, he has given him life, and he has killed that one, so he has given him life and death. And it's very interesting that Prophet Ibrahim was saying, my Lord is the one who gives life, death, the essence of life and death. As in فَنُفِخَ فِيهِ ruh, right? But they understood, Namrud understood it as something different. What did Namrud understand it? Namrud thought the will to give life, the power, the irada, the intention to give life and death is a criteria for love. Whereas Prophet Ibrahim was saying that my Lord is one who has created life, essence of life, essence of death, right? Namrud misunderstood that and thought that, look, if I display this power of irada, intention, right, I will be the Lord, I am the Lord. And in his arrogance, right, in his arrogance, he explained. Now people accepted it. And Prophet Ibrahim picked up on that power only. And he said, if you read between the lines, he said, if you are so powerful as to will life and death, then here is something, will it. And what is that? That the sun, my Allah, brings the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. If you are so powerful to will these things, then will it to rise from the west and set in the east. And that is why he could not do it, because what answer would he give? Right? He would give an answer of, say, for example, that no, it is something natural, it happens without anybody's control. He's broken his own argument. He is just claiming to be God. He can control these things, he can will these things. So, on the basis of his readiness or his ability to will things, Prophet Ibrahim said, fine, then will this and will that. Now, you will see the relevance is quite limited as far as life and death is concerned. But as we go on, you will see how relevant this verse is to a different concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to explain here. We go on to the next verse. And the connector here is a very important connector. أَوْ كَالَّذِي. Right? أَوْ means or. That means it has a resemblance with the first ayat. Don't you remember about Namrud and Prophet Ibrahim? Or like that of a person, كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذَا اللَّهُ هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ 100 عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَهُ قال كم لبثت؟ قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم. قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك لنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال إني قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. This is talking about a person who was walking across a village, who was passing by a village, and what he saw in the village was just ruins. The village was completely destroyed, nobody there, the whole village was run down totally. And he wondered that there must have been civilization here at one time. And how is Allah going to revive this? As he wondered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala killed him. He died. And Allah, after 100 years, gave him life again. After 100 years. And upon resurrection, Allah asked him, how long were you asleep for? And he said, a day or part of a day. Then Allah tells him, you have been asleep for 100 years. And look at your food. There has been no change in your food and drink. And there was no change. But look at your donkey. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ. Himar is donkey. That was the mount on which he was riding. Look at your donkey. And when he saw his donkey had turned to dust. Right? Bones and nothing else. Then Allah told him to look at the donkey. And of course on the donkey what he saw was that suddenly it started taking form and shape and it became a whole alive donkey again. Right in front of his eyes.
This person was supposed to be Prophet Uzair, right?
Prophet Uzair, according to some narrations. Armia, according to others.
I was wondering, how does the Prophet ask this question?
Prophet asked what question?
How can Allah bring this back to life?
Ah!
Ibrahim is going to ask it next to the verse as
well. And Ibrahim more than so. No. You see, you understand, how is not a challenge.
It's a wonder.
Exactly.
Okay.
Both, even in the case of Ibrahim,
okay,
the wonder is, how can it occur? Right? It is not challenging, how can it occur? There is a difference, you see, the words are the same. So, questioning on how that he will be, how will he be able to do it, is not questioning his ability that he is unable to do it. It's just wondering, how is he going to revive this? How is he going to resurrect this? And that prophet, this was a prophet by the way, who was passing by the village and saw this, it was a prophet. According to some narrations, it is Uzair. According to others, it is Armia. Armia was during the time of Prophet Nasr, Nebuchadnezzar. During the time of Prophet Yahya, right? And Armia was at that time. Nebuchadnezzar, when he had killed so many Jews, it was after that massacre, he was passing by this village that turned down to ruins completely. And he said, how is Allah going to revive this, right? So that wonder, Allah said, you want to see? Put him to sleep. Maintain the food and drink as it was, yet the animal, the donkey, had turned into dust. Right? Any other questions?
The notes on the side, something interesting.
What do they say?
It says, no, the passage of time is a time factor controlled by the will of the Lord. Similarly, the Holy One is an engaged incident that occurred for the last amount of our lives in the Lord. What does it mean? I mean, these 100 years, won't they human 100 years? Or?
Now, what he means is that Allah has control over time, agreed or not? Right? And he has control not only over time as a general concept, he has control over time relative to every creation of his. That means, with me, there is a certain timeline. And Allah can control it in such a way that whilst my timeline is frozen, the timeline for other creation goes on. That is why when he was put to sleep for 100 years, he did not become old, his cells did not grow, his hair did not become white. The food similarly was frozen in the sense that there was no decay. Right? But for the donkey, the timeline was not frozen. So the donkey died a natural death and became dust. That is what the note means. that time is relative to us and Allah can control individually. Right? This is one verse that is clear evidence on how Allah has shown somebody how He is going to make or rather revive or resurrect the dead. Right? This was in a creation in front of His own eyes. And the third verse, which is a more interesting verse, says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Now he goes one step further. Instead of just wondering, he asks Allah. Right? قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَىٰ وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. Again, the explanation is the same explanation. The Prophet Ibrahim was a person of very high status. Right? And Prophet Ibrahim had no doubt in the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect something. What Prophet Ibrahim wanted to know is what is the process that Allah will adopt in resurrecting. What is the method in which He will do it? And the answer lies in only one word in the whole verse. One word only. You see, ek ba jo hadith ma chhe, there is a hadith which says that Prophet Ibrahim was actually on the seaside. And on the seaside he saw some dead animal, for which there were animals from the land and others from the sea fighting over it. As they fought over it, some took half of that animal and the others from the sea took the other half. So he wondered that how were these animals that were going to be part of another animal now ever going to be resurrected. So he asked Allah, show me how are you going to resurrect them? With this at the back of his mind. Right? The answer lies in only one verse. One word rather from the verse. Anybody who can tell me where the answer is? Read the whole verse. Where Allah is telling the instructions, that take four birds, cut them into pieces, keep them in the high mountains, and then call them, they will come to you. How is Allah going to resurrect the dead? Answer is only in call. فَدْعُوهُنَّ. Call them. Now Allah has given permission to Prophet Ibrahim to be able to do that. And of course Prophet Ibrahim is doing that with permission from Allah. But the answer lies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to resurrect all of us just by calling us. And everything that is His creation will respond to His call and come.
But it can't be as simple. What I'm made of was probably another 100 people as well.
Is that true?
That's the last.
Yeah, we discussed it.
The cells?
Yes. Well, not the atoms, the molecules. I'm probably made of parts of Julius Caesar, parts of this and parts of that.
Most of Alari discussed it. Alari, yeah, put your dollar.
Mutabalari says that this is a real problem because there are some, obviously, we talked about last time that some cells have obviously come from others and so on and so on. But he says that the individual makeup of the human being is independent of his mass. And so each cell that he has contains enough genetic data about him to reproduce it. He has argued that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad when you said last week, you know, the example of sin, I mean,
10 years ago,
it would be different.
Yeah,
we discussed that last week. Yeah, plus, I think it's all, well, as long as the soul is individual, really, then the body is a vehicle, isn't it?
See, the process, the method in which Allah will adopt and resurrect it is that before the bodies will come, it will be the soul that will be there. Anything attached to the soul will come home.
Right.
Now the question is, is there a body no path, eaten by an animal, for example. Right? But, I personally feel, this is my opinion, I may be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. Only science has not discovered the existence of molecules and atoms and cells at the same time. Yaji amaya chine maramaya hoy, the same self. Right? There probably come a time either science will be able to discover it. The cells that are in my body may be from, 100 years ago as well. Right? But it can exist in person two, in person three, at the same time.
I think maybe the mistake that we're making is we're trying to understand all these processes from our own limited understanding.
True.
In that, who says Allah has to do it exactly the same cells? Why have we put that conditioning?
As long as the soul is the same.
Soul is the same.
The soul is the same. The rest doesn't matter, does it, really?
I mean, but also, again, we're coming back to we're looking at it from the point of view of the science, whereas Allah is beyond that.
Of course.
Always it comes down to that. Because if He's created this whole system in the first place, it's not hard for Him to.
No, but we have this hang up that he has to do it and we understand.
But he has the ability, without doubt, to do it any other way he chooses.
I don't think it's possible for a cell to exist.
It might not be from the
cell,
or
particle, but that is the cell. What is the cell made of?
The air that you
breathe is
part of the body. You don't think, okay, with our limited volume. So there's a possibility. Last time somebody was talking about two molecules existing because of time accelerating a particle.
Yeah, the speed of light.
Speed of light, yeah. And what happens? Both the molecules exist, are registered at the same time.
Both at the same time.
Because time ceases to exist, eh?
Yeah. The right? Molecule is in only one place, but the time is now a variable factor.
Time becomes a constant.
Why do we have to have the same molecules? Why do you insist that we have to have it?
Because that's what we said last week.
So people say, ahad guna khaira che,
to
kem bijo hat na
panishna. You were saying that Allah is so just that He will only do it.
Absolutely. Hadith ma che, in fact, there is an argument about, the verse that says, kullama nabazat juruduhum batalna ghaira. Right? Every time, people who are in the fire of hell, every time their skins get burnt, we will replace them.
Yeah, right? Follow that through. If that justice is there, what's the hand wrong this hand has done? Nothing. If my nostril has done the wrong, why am I punishing these molecules? Too serious. Why do we have this hang up that it must be done this way? It's the nostril that's done all the wrong.
The reason is that there are hints in the Quranic verses that talk about these.
Coming
back, like the fingertips. We will restore you to your fingertips. And if you're going to restore your fingertips and you're carrying bits from other people, what about their fingertips?
Well, it could be different particles, but the same makeup. Your body changes over the course of your life. How many times
it's
changed?
Your hands are going to speak to you and say that when you're
on the
Surah Yasin. Yeah, the parts of your body will be.
They will give you evidence against you.
Yeah, give them.
No, but even in your lifetime, when you're 80 years old, the particles you have in your hand, the cells that make up your hands, are not the same hands. So what about that cells when you were 20 years old that you did not?
Like
the
Del Boy's friend's broom. I don't know if you've seen that. Del Boy's friend's broom.
What?
Trigger's broom. Trigger said this broom's been in our family for 3 generations. They said 15 new brush heads and 15 new handles on it. It's a different room.
Right. Let's go.
I'll try to bring Mr. Vasai. Mr. Valari is a photocopy of that section because I don't think I'm quoting it exactly right, but he has discussed the same problem.
Yeah, but I'm saying in our lifetime is different. Those cells that you did to now with when you're 6 years old are not the same cells as.
So when you're six, that skin will be burned, and then the new.
Yeah, so how many of you will there be?
Will be six years and one day.
How many of you will there be?
Right, let's go on. We will never come to a conclusion because it's something that, like you say, even scholars may not have found the answers to yet.
What does this word mean? Vasurhun
Nailik.
Yeah. What it says, train them to follow you.
Surhun Nailik is from the word Masir. You know Masir?
Just walk.
Nahi, masir ale is the end, nahi, sur hunna ale tara taraf bola.
Like siru filan.
Haan, nahi is sinch.
Oh, is sinch.
Satya, right? Sara yasiru. Which has a similar meaning of sara yasiru. But masir is uncontrolled. Satya te chine, is uncontrolled. Where is your end? Right? That end will come. You have no control over it. That is known as masir. That means it is going to come, we have no control of it. Right? Whereas masir means what I do now will take me there. Right? The suruhunna ilayk, that means, like it says, you call it and it will come to you, they will come to you. Riayat machi hadith ni under the four birds, there are different hadith, different names of four birds, but only one bird comes in all hadith, and that's the peacock. That's the first hadith that Ayatollah Talabai quotes. And then there are ducks, and there are hawks, and falcons, and so many other.
Isn't there a Sufi translation to this as well? Each of the birds is mystically has a meaning, like for example, the peacock is pride, and the crow is
your love.
Like love for dunya, right?
Yeah.
For family.
Yeah,
so like,
and then the crow stands for
annual
question.
The
crow stands
for
grief,
and
the
peacock
for
work. Four birds. That's all I can say. But in any case, hadith covered in somewhere also, the Yusuf Ibrahim, he put all the pieces of the birds separate, mixed up. Part of the peacock, part of the crow, part of the cock and all that in one mountain, another mountain. History says there were two mountains, some say there were seven, some say there were ten, right? And in any case, Prophet Ibrahim kept the beaks with him, the bills and the beaks, right? And when the bird came, when Prophet Ibrahim called, the bird came, he tried giving a beak, a wrong one to the wrong bird. So like a pigeon's beak to a crow, and the crow would not accept it until it was given the right beak. So this is all in history and story, hadith.
Here it doesn't say actually kazabah kari. Zabah nubar nati ni ayat pa kishay.
Thumma ja'al juz'an. Thumma ja'al ala kulli jabalim minhum juz'an. Cut it. Zabah.
Shundur karan.
Shundur le pat karan. Kapi kapi. Right? Thumma da'uhunna ya'atinaka sa'ya wa'alaman allaha azizun hakeem. Hey! Three verses. One verse that talked of Namrud and Ibrahim arguing. But who has the will to give life and death? Right? Second verse where Uzair or Armia or any other prophet of Allah actually saw how Allah revived and resurrected. And this third verse where Prophet Ibrahim also asked Allah how he resurrected or revived the dead. And Prophet Ibrahim was shown to do this, right? Now, this is one makra. What is the theme, overall theme?
Allah's power over resurrection.
I'll tell you something, it threw me off when I studied this. When Ayatollah Tabatabai, the way Ayatollah Tabatabai throws light, it's got nothing to do with life and death. It's got nothing to do with life and death. the collector, أَوْكَ الَّذِي وَإِذْ جَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي. The beginning is إِذْ أَوْكَ الَّذِي مَارَ, right? That means somebody who, right? أَوْكَ الَّذِي مَارَ أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ. The overall theme is guidance. Right? However, guidance in this particular case is referring to belief in how Allah will resurrect the dead. But there is a fundamental method which Allah has adopted in these three verses, giving the gradual stages of how He guides a person in any of his belief. Right? The first one is logical. If I will to give life and will to give death can be exhibited the way Namrud exhibited, but is that right? Because if there is that will, then that will by a Lord should be equally applicable to other creation, which is the sun. Right? So the first one was a logical argumentative statement, way in which Allah guides people. So akal wa bilna samjhu. Use your intellect to understand. Right? The second one is that once you use your intellect, understand, believe, rise up a stage, getting closer to Him, then you come to that stage where Allah will tell you, fine, you want to see how this will happen here, in front of you. In front of you it is happening. Look at it. Which will only add to enhance your faith.
If that was shown in the first place, it would make all believers. If that second stage was showing first, everybody would become a believer.
But that's not Allah's method, ne? I think the third stage is not Ibrahim. Where third stage is that Ibrahim ne pata nahi kya maave chhi. Call and they'll come to you. That is haqqul yaqeen. Right? He gives an example, Ayatollah Tabatabai. He says, for example, if somebody was to explain to you about cheese, right? And tell you the cheese is made up of so many ingredients and it's good for your health and so many vitamins and that. I appeal to your logic only, your intellect only. Look, you should eat this cheese, it's good for your health and so on. That is one way of explaining. The other is that I bring the cheese in front of you and I make you taste it, you look at it, say fine. The third way is I show you how to make it. That you make it yourself. If I bring that first, when you are not even convinced, I have to convince you first, it is good. Then show it to me. And then tell you how to make it. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance, this is Ayatollah Tabatabai, is the way he has analyzed this. He says, guidance in all aspects of faith. Allah will not give everyone that power to do what Prophet Ibrahim did. Right? Nor will He make everything happen in front of everybody. But I believe correct. Allah has given us this. And using that, we bring faith and iman, and then elevate ourselves, getting closer to Him. And as we grow closer to Him, we will enjoy the same things that these other prophets have. Right? So these three verses explain the stages of guidance that Allah gives us. First one is appealing to our intellect, second one showing us, and third one is making us do it ourselves.
Is there any reason why he was asked, don't you believe that
you're there? Ayatollah Tabatabai discusses that, don't you believe? And he says that Prophet Ibrahim, of course, was a firm believer. Being a great prophet. Allah also knew that Prophet Ibrahim believed.
That's not a reproving question like saying he came from Shishai.
Allah is trying to draw the attention that kaifa is not he has a shak or he has a doubt. Right? That kaifa is to understand the method in which it will be done. Not he has a doubt in my ability to resurrect.
દેખાયું ને કેત હું કરવાનો છું.
That is this.
No.
It is show him that.
No, you got to understand the past. What do you visualize? Okay? How is recreation going to take place? Resurrection. What Prophet Ibrahim was asking, according to the hadith as well, okay, when animals have been dispersed and eaten and all that, yeah, how are they going to become alive again?
Maybe the same question we just asked right now.
Allah was establishing only one thing. Okay, life will come back just by His command. Mm. He was establishing that.
So we're looking at something that cannot be measurable with science.
With science. We want tangible evidence that a process has it. Right? And that's exactly what Allah was telling Prophet Ibrahim. That the process, there is no process involved. It is my saying and it happens. I will say it happened to Allah.
At one point we were saying for most things Allah uses already in place.
Except
when He uses the word
Amr.
Yeah, except for Amr.
So that means even in this world there are creations of Allah, or there are times that Allah's creation will not follow the system because it will follow the Amr of Allah. And the Amr of Allah is that which will happen upon His saying, be and it will become. Right? Similarly, recreation or rather resurrection will happen in that manner. There is no science as such that gradual process will take place and this will happen, that nothing. Allah will say, come. Karhan awta. What is that verse which talks about the earth and the sky is come either by force
willingly
or voluntarily.
Willingly or unwillingly.
Willingly or unwillingly.
They say we come willingly.
And we'll see Surah Yasin just now. Surah Yasin that we talk about, Nukha fi Suri, Faida min al ajdath ila rabbihim yansilun. All these that we study just now, we will see okay, how on that day of judgment, just by the blowing of a trumpet, everything will fall in place.
Is there any reason why Allah doesn't mention names for Prophet Ibrahim's example and Prophet Ezra's example?
Prophet Ibrahim's example or Prophet Ibrahim's number?
Namrud, why doesn't he mention Namrud?
I thought about why discuss it in Tafsir al-Mizan. And he says, the only reason I can explain is because to downplay the significance of those names. The issue is not names. The issue is the discussion, the content of what took place. And Ibrahim no naam shamate mention karechi is because of the high status of the Prophet Ibrahim. Any questions?
Yeah, this is a question which is peripheral. You know, for example, the example of the argument started with Imam Ali alayhi salam, naam Quran mati levan mati came explicitly, right? So one of the reasons he gave, and I've heard this from somebody, is that the reason given is that if Imam's name was taken, there is a chance that people would have started saying Kayat. They were gonna all each name, all that. Which I always found a bit offensive in Quran, if there was enough. If there are enough hints, even without using the name Ali, the Imam Ali Nabarama Chair, then by using his name, surely, there would not be that kind of doubt. But then, there was a verse I read where there is the name Zayd in the Quran. When Zayd divorces her, you may marry her. Actually, Zayd's word name has been used, as you know. Right? And there has never been any doubt which Zayd that was. Zayd bin Harith. Right? Any thoughts on that? Naam Niwa Tayyim, I just think about it. So as far as I know, that's the only name that has actually been used of a person who lived at the time of the Prophet, isn't it?
No,
Abu Lahab.
Abu Lahab, sorry. Abu Lahab. You see, imagine a fitna. Imam Ali al-Islam is Lahab. Prophet wanted to appoint Imam Ali al-Islam through the divine command from Allah. What the Prophet was concerned about is that how the people are going to take it. Right? That had always been his concern. So people are going to hate Ali for what Ali is. right? By mentioning his name in the Holy Quran, they would have looked any small excuse. Ghadir ma bil akmanasot. Despite that, they were looking for any small excuse not to view Ali al Islam the Khilafah.
The Quran was
not complete before the
end. Wasn't that the last few verses?
Last verse, yeah, last verse. There are scholars who have listed at least 5 or 6 verses that mention the name of Ali in the Quran.
Surat
Maryam Mashi.
Aliyah.
Sidqin Aliyah.
What is that verse again when Allah says, I've made some of these verses ambiguous for you? Where is that?
It's not in Bukhara. Surat Ali Imran, 3:7,
right? Yeah, 3:7. Well, for that, maybe it's for that very same reason. It's a test for us. They had made it so explicit, there would be no argument. Let's see how people perverse some people.
Also, I think if no matter how explicit it would be, they would have found some. They would have changed the meaning. They would have found some reason to.
You know, there's a verse that says, now that you are finally free of all these worries, then now appoint.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَنْصَبْ.
Yeah. What does فَنْصَبْ mean?
فَنْصَبْ and appoint.
Appoint your
appoint
successor.
Appoint the
مَنْصَبْ. Someone to succeed you.
That only gives one answer. It answers one question. If Allah has told the Prophet to appoint someone, where has he appointed? He must have. Right? So it answers that question. Now it is upon a person who is searching for an answer to look for the answer. Ke kya appoint kiya tha? Right? Now, we go to Surah Yasin. Yasin 48-51. Surah Yasin is Surah number 36. Last month, the layer, no ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. This is up to 54, yeah? It's not up to 51, it's up to 54. Now, people who did not believe on the Day of Judgment, right, their argument was that when is this going to take place? وَيَقُولُنَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This thing that you promise, there's a difference between wa'ad and wa'id. Wa'ad is a promise, wa'id is also a promise. But wa'ad is to do with a blessing, كَجَنَّةِ, good tidings. The Holy Prophet was giving good tidings. You will get this reward, you will go to Jannah, you will have this, provided you do this. So that is a wa'ad. Wa'id is a promise, but as a punishment. Okay, if you disbelieve, you will go to the fire of hell, right? Now, those who are being given the good tidings and were being patient, they were being persecuted, their houses were taken away, their businesses were taken away, and so on. So many things and atrocities had happened on them. Now they began to doubt and they said, Mata hadha al-wa'd in kuntum sadiqin. These things that you have been promised, when will it come? Now Allah is replying, Ma yanduruna illa sayhatan wahidatan ta'khudhuhum wa hum yakhsimun. Yakhsimun etle potpotama jagra karche chi, argue karche, argument. It's not fighting as such. Yakhsimun is just arguing. As they are in this state of arguing with each other, one sayha, sayha is a scream. I don't know how it's been translated as. A cry, right? One cry will take them. تأخذهم. تأخذهم
أليه؟
Seize them. Seize them as in it will hit them. And they're still in that state of arguing with each other. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They will not even have time to tell each other, wasiyat kar. Nor will they be able to go back to their homes. This sayha is the death. Right? That is in that cry that will kill everybody. So, let's try and understand what will happen. That blow of trumpet that will take place. Blow of trumpet is not something that will happen once. It is something that will happen twice. And the sky. Right? Everybody, every living creature will die. Hadith matle had sudhi che ke the first the everybody will die except Jibreel, Israfil, Malikul Maut, which is Israel, right, and Hamalat Arsh are angels who are carrying the throne of Allah. Now carrying the throne, this is another subject, carrying the throne in Lemekolo, throne of Baraji. So then slowly, step by step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Jibreel, who is alive? Hadith much, yeah? Jibreel will say, so and so is alive yet. From all the creatures, say, now tell these two angels, Jibreel and Israfil, to die. Malakul Maut will tell them, your time is up, and they will die. Then comes Hamalat Arsh. Hamalat Arsh will also die. Then Allah will ask Malakul Maut, now who is alive? Wa huwa a'lam. And he knows better. And Malikul Maut with a face as it is described in Arabic, Mautu Nichurakim, right? There is nobody but me. And Allah will tell him, Mut ya Malik, you die. Right? And Malikul Maut will die. And there shall remain no living creature. Now, the question, and I remember we discussed this last time, the ruh, the souls, are they going to remain alive or are they going to die? Bodies, nobody just see, there is no doubt about that. We come to the souls. Are they going to remain alive or are they going to die?
You're saying no living thing will remain alive. Isn't it that nothing, including rocks, planets, everything will go because it says kullu shay'in kan. Shay'in is just living things or everything?
Everything.
So there won't even be death in nothing will exist. Not just living things, right? Nothing.
There is a verse in the Quran that talks about change of earth. The earth that we see as we see today is not the same earth that we will see on the day of judgment. We will be on land. Very. Not with this land. Right? Now, how different, why? The Quran talks about it. The Quran says, if I have the verse here.
We rolled out.
Yes. Ibrahim 48. The Quran says we will change the earth. Surah Ibrahim 48. Ibrahim is 14, right? Check. Huh? Ibrahim 48. What has been written there?
The day when the earth shall be changed into a different earth, and the heavens too, and all men shall be marshalled into Allah the One the Most High.
So, that answers the question.
No, the earth will be changed, but I'm saying that the time when only the four malaks are left, nothing else.
Bellato, scholars, Mahaji discussion challenge right now, up to today. Scholars are still not agreed on one thing. Whether the soul will be alive or not. far as physical things go, everybody is unanimous of the unanimous opinion. Everything will get destroyed, including you.
Including the souls.
No, you see, you look at this verse, Surat Zumr 68. Surat Zumr, which is 44, yeah? Zumr kya lai?
39.
No, 39, thank you. 39, 68. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Right? This verse clearly shows that there are two nufiha. The word nufiha has been used twice. The word ukhra has been added, that means again, another one. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّعِقَ يَدْلَهِ. What has it been translated as?
Sur.
Of fear. Sa'i is from fear, right? You know the thunder that we hear, the sound, is called sawat. Sa'iq, which means it is so loud, it instills fear in people, that's what I say.
Is the same word that's used in the Hajj al-Makki title of the book or not?
Sawa'iq al-Muharqa.
Each of us.
Sawa'iq fearful, muharqa urban.
What does he mean by that title? It's been written against Ahlul Bayt,
isn't it? The same word, sa'iq, sawa'iq.
Any language again?
Now, فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Right? So that means whoever is in the sky and whoever is in the earth will all die. Except who Allah wishes. مَنْشِ مَانَتِ. Yet Ayatollah Tabatabai uses this verse to prove the arwah rizq. He uses this verse that mashaAllah makonaj. Who comes into mashaAllah? Illa man sha'Allah. That means there is going to be a group that will not be part of this, that will not be, who will not die, nor will they suffer the trumpet no blowing tane, the suffering that ordinary people will go through. The destruction, the elimination, call it whatever you like. There are going to be a group, there is going to be a group who will not be under that. Huh? Okay. First category of those who are in heaven.
I'm like which case, the exception according to Ahlul Bayt is the martyrs.
Answer is
this. I guess the souls of the dead will become unconscious.
Huh?
I know which
one. No, sorry.
With the first trumpet, the living on the earth will die, while the souls of the ones dead already will become unconscious. The arwah, they say, will become unfeeling. Then there will be a new heaven, a new earth, and the new earth will be illuminated by a divine light, not by the sun or the moon.
وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقَّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُ. Right?
So there will be this new light.
Of course, I mean, everything will be new as such, I mean, the earth will be a different earth. But you've got to understand that the soul, jita hase ke nahi hoi, equally kabar. Because some argue ke nahi, even souls will die because Allah says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهِ ذُو الْجَلَالِ الْإِكْرَامِ. Surah Rahman, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهِ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. Everything is going to be destroyed except me. Allah kishina. There won't be anything else, anybody else.
How does that contrast with this ayah, which is there will be with the permission of Allah?
Except what this verse
but
says.
The other
that
one
verse
has
says
no. Yeah, there's no room for Ajit.
Surat Rahman ki ayat
26.
Surat Rahman ki ayat
25.
Kullu man alayha fan.
ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام كل من عليها فان.
It's the art number, that has been established already.
كل
من عليها. Everyone who is on it will perish. Let me read that.
So fan, fan is physical more than spiritual, yeah. Physical, you know. Ji.
When we talk about
birth,
is that just the name
for
the stage,
or
is it
actually a place? No.
Is it the name
then?
Transition stage. So those who are in between heaven and hell,
those
who said that,
you
don't know what's going to happen.
That is in
Barzakh
you're talking about?
Yeah, in Barzakh.
Okay.
Is there going to be a place for them? Yeah. Where will they? Will they still be on Earth?
So they will be waiting.
Suttas.
But where?
Cover.
If it's still on the earth, that is everything, everyone of the earth, what
does
it mean
then? You see, earth, imagine, is our physical existence. Our souls, although they are on this earth, do not exist on this earth.
Yes, there
will
be like a different dimension.
It's a different dimension. Whatever happens to this earth can. You see, whatever changes that affect and influence our physical being do not affect our souls. Like what changes, what affects our souls are those things that are not tangible. See, it's a different dimension altogether.
This will make you a jinn.
They are in a different dimension.
So
but they are.
Three dimensions.
You see, it's not only one dimension, okay, the souls are in a different dimension, jinn yahi dimension, you know. The jinn are something else, huh? Multi-dimensional creations, right? Right? And
two of them we know about, now we don't know about them.
Exactly.
Hey, actually, Quran manche, there's a verse that says, I have created things that you know,
and you know.
I have created things that you don't know.
આપણે છે ને જેમ સાયન્સ ડિસ્કવર થશે કે આ કુરાન આ રિફર કરે છે અમે નથી ખબર, વી ડોન્ટ નો ધ કુરાન સ્ટેન્સ કે હજી આપણે ખબર નથી, રાઈટ?
યુ છે ને વી આર ક્રિએટિંગ થિંગ્સ ધેટ યુ ડોન્ટ નો એન્ડ વી આર ક્રિએટિંગ થિંગ્સ ધેટ યુ ડુ નો.
ઓલી વર્સ છે ને યાદ ઇબ્રાહીમ ના બારામાં જે ખુદા ને તાલા કે છે લી નુરીહુ મલકુત અસમાવાત વલ અર્ધ, રાઈટ? અલ્લાહ સુબહાનહુ વ તઆલા ઇઝ સેઇંગ સો ધેટ વી શો ઇબ્રાહીમ malakut as-samawat wal ard, not we show him samawat wal ard. So samawat wal ard aap pe khabar se suche, we know what it is, the sky and the earth, right? The question is, what is malakut as-samawat wal ard? You know what malakut is? Malakut means power, things that control the sky, the things that control the earth. Dadaji mamane, I get a very good example. Computer ma, when you bring a word document, typing a word document, right, there are things that are happening that you do not see. Why was it? View mode machine has changed. Suddenly you will see all funny characters come up, which represent all the actions that you did on the document that you could not see before. You tried that. Check it out. Right? That means, in a certain mode, you cannot see what you are reading, being yourself. Yet if you change the mode, suddenly all that will appear to you. Je enter dabayo enu ek character aavse, je space karo enu ek character aavse. Things that you cannot see will appear on a different mode. Similarly, malakut as-samawati wal ard is that whilst you see the sky, there are things that are happening within that we cannot see. Now Allah is promising Prophet Ibrahim that we bestowed on him, we blessed him so that he was able to see things. આ દુનિયા જે છે ને ઇઝ અ વર્ટિકલ ઓલું થિંગ, હોરિઝોન્ટલ નથી, ઇઝ અ વર્ટિકલ થિંગ. દેટ મીન્સ કે વોટ વી આર સેઇંગ ઇઝ પ્રોબ્લી ધ ફર્સ્ટ એક્સિસ ઓફ એક્ઝિસ્ટન્સ. પછી યુ ગો ટુ અ સેકન્ડ સ્ટેજ, યુ ગો ટુ અ થર્ડ સ્ટેજ, રાઈટ? એન્ડ એવરીબડી હેઝ એટ લીસ્ટ થ્રી ઓર ફોર સ્ટેજીસ ઓફ એક્ઝિસ્ટન્સ, ઇન્ક્લુડિંગ અસ. three or four stages of existence. What we have is the lowest form of existence. We only can rise to higher existence. That is why Ayatollah Muhammad Tabari Khaskari in the Kitab was saying, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ حَدِيدٍ. When he talks of iron, he says, we have brought it down. Now, to bring it down is a directional action, from up to down. Listen, iron is found from down to up, isn't it? Found under the ground. Yet Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا. That means we set it from up. So there is some existence out there which is above, right? The existence of iron that we have. It may be in a totally different form and shape and weight and all that.
Plato's forms. Plato, he said that everything in this world has a form, a different form,
heaven, clouds upon heaven. That's what he has, skies. I mean, it's not jannah. We're not talking about jannah. Heaven, as in we're talking of a different plane of existence again, right? That plane of existence, what we have here is one form. Go there, it changes a different form, right? And then go. Any questions? So once we begin to understand and accept this, the way our existence here, it exists at different levels. It exists in different dimensions. Kare pachi aap jis sales kya ja se is tha se. Probably what will happen to us then, right? Doesn't even need the physical existence of itself. You know, we have alam al khayali. To put it in computer lingo, the virtual world. Alam al khayali is called the virtual world, which is the second stage after this alam al khayali. We are in Alam al-Imkan. Alam al-Imkan is where everything is possible, right? Where you can feel things. Alam al-Khayali is one stage above that, which is a virtual world. In this virtual world, if you were to imagine things, right? You would not feel. But you go to sleep. See yourself in a dream. See something that hurts you emotionally, forget physically. Right? And see how much you feel that hurt in your dream. Do you see yourself sad in your dream or not? Do you see yourself happy? That elation and sadness is something that is not happening to you. Somebody sitting next to you whilst you are sleeping may see you sound asleep. Whereas in your dream, you are experiencing certain things. Without physical being there.
No, thank you. Jamil Sadat, the introduction.
Yeah,
Jamil Sadat is talking about the same thing. There is, you don't need, you can just sit there and you can have a universe just in your head. That is ilmul akhlaq. He was talking about the introduction to philosophy.
This is the whole.
That's our philosophized introduction.
What is it called again? Alam al-Khayal. Tell you Alam al-Imkan, but she Alam al-Khayal. Right? And Alam al-Khayal is that Khayal, Khayal, Matishi. Well, that is the best example you can give somebody. There exists. You can experience that in your dreams. But she, you know, there are people who can experience that whilst being awake. And that is after attaining that status. That level of mahalya, spirituality. Then you can get jagta jagta. Right, any questions? Let's learn to walk and crawl before we jump.
Did you resolve the fact that the souls are dead or not?
Huh? No, I will just mention what it is. Ayatollah Taba Tabari says he believes the ruh, arwah, are the exception mentioned in Surah Zumar 68. And he believes that the arwah are things that will not die.
If that is the case, that is all humanity,
isn't
it?
Hmm?
That means everyone will not die, in a sense.
In a sense. Because in a form.
Arwah every human has, yes, whether he's a Muslim or not.
Yes.
So all humanity will exist in that form.
In a form. Right? Personally believe ke nahi, because Ayatullah Shubha in his book Tasliyat al Fuad, right? He says till that.
Quran,
there is no
relevance.
There is no relevance. You're right. It doesn't change my belief. It doesn't change me as a believer in that particular aspect. Emma Kaishaknath. Just out of interest, Quran does not say openly. The Quran talks of two blowing of the trumpets. That we have established from this verse, Surah Zumr 68. Right? That there will be two times when the trumpet will be blown. One is for everybody to die, and the second one for everybody to be resurrected.
The
seventh
time.
Huh?
Every
time.
Who will blow the second trumpet? The seventh time.
Who will blow it?
We talked about that. Yeah.
Israfil ne pehla jitho karse. Pehla Israfil ne jitho karse. Ne pachin kaise aave? Blow the trumpet. Right? Now, I think Ayatollah Tabatabai explains blowing of the trumpet in a very good manner. He says blowing of the trumpet is just a symbolic description of getting people together. Like in military discipline, you know, when you blow the trumpet, everybody gets together. It's just a symbolic way of saying, okay, by one command or by one action which everybody will listen to, they will gather together. Right? Whether it is sayha, as in Surah Yasin, he says sayha, which is a cry. Right? Ni'ani indar wa nufiqha fi s-sur.
Whatever it is, will be irresistible.
Yes.
There won't be any...
It will actually beckon people to assemble and everybody will go.
They will not be able to resist. Because Allah says, they won't be able to say, you know, there won't be people tarrying behind while the rest have gone. You know, it's like irresistible.
Isn't it interesting that in all cases Allah uses agents? Like you said, he's not in the view of the curse.
Yeah. But there is a starting point, eh? Then he gets it into the system. Israfil ne jibta karawaste, he will have to use the dump. Right? Then he will set the whole system in place. The way in creation, to create Adam, he created Adam. Then the whole system of procreation took place. Similarly, Amaya Israfil ne jibta karse. Then he will put that system in place. Now, just so that you may note it down, in case you want to write down, okay. Blowing of the trumpet, Quran ma kya kya mentioned to you. Mind you, Quran ma qiyamat na maru. When we talk of the day of judgment, there are so many verses. I don't know whether we'll ever be able to do justice to it.
He has mentioned Surah Waqf. Resurrection.
No, I'm talking about
resurrection, reckoning, and final judgment.
Resurrection, as you ask. The day of judgment, what will happen? A resurrection, the day of judgment, what will happen to the earth and to the skies and to people and how they will be resurrected? I'm talking of blowing of the trumpet when actually resurrection will take place. Right? Blowing of the trumpet, Yasin, we say 48 to 51. Surah An-Naba, verse 18. Then there is Surah An-Naml, verse 87. Surah An-Naml is Surah number?
27.
وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. right? Then you have Surah Al-Kahf 99, which is 1899. These are all verses that talk about وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. And you heard Surah Taha 102. All these are verses in the Holy Quran talking about Sur, يُنفَخُ فِي السُّورِ يَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي السُّورِ وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا.
Look at the eyes turn blue. Huh?
Yes.
Elephant with their eyes blue.
Look at them blue. Eyes not blue.
Yeah, like a blue-eyed one.
They're not blind. You know why that? Blue as in blind.
Like a blue-eyed one.
Blind
as in blue-eyed.
Nah, blonde.
Look at blue-eyed one. It says here, blue-eyed one.
Blind.
I think it's because anything we see in the distance, that's the reason it's blue.
Huh?
Things that we see
in the distance,
our eyes picture
that
blue.
Is that true? Our opticians
will recommend.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard.
No. Scientists have juggled. Opticians.
I think it's something to do with the fraction of blue light.
There is chaos. Big time. Next time, when we talk about the day of judgment itself, because of some refraction.
Really.
You will understand. In the level of chaos that will be there.
What does this lead to think? What is this? These verses mean what is Abhijasa Pachavati? Of course. It means the color blue.
Zurqa is plural of azraq. One is azraq.
But blue is another word also for blue, right? Arabic one, blue khali
azraq. And so what is this question?
It probably denotes blue with fear or blue with something like that, yeah?
You're blind.
Blinded with horror.
Al-Mu'minun 101, which is 23-101. فإذا نفخ في السور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ يتساءلون. Idiot say when the trumpet will be blown, now there are فلا أنساب, there are no ties or relations. نصب.
One place it says the women will let go their law, whatever, the baby in their arms, children's hair will turn white.
Children will turn white.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing things that we cannot take literally. It may be worse. Jannat, my own way, ke garden as in a niche river. Because if that is Jannat, then you can find it even here. I mean, I strongly believe ke Jannat, Jameen as in a niche river flow, you can find it in this world. But when you find it in this world, when you come across such a sight, a scene, gardens growing, a river flowing, pleasantness, you like it. So to bring the concept of that jannah, by ours, this is my understanding. Jannat ne jahannam, these concepts are just to bring it closer to us to understand ki kyu kharab hai hindu mein. But the actual physical reward or punishment is going to be much more severe. It's something that we cannot.
No, I'm just thinking the concept of justice where you should get what you deserve. So Jahannam might be something worse than what you ever imagined here. Relatively, if you're saying Jannat is so much better, then Jahannam will be so much worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My justice to wasn't here.
What a human being is led to believe in this world. Jannat is what is in the
You will get punishment for what you don't know. The extent of punishment is given. The reality is going to be much different. Much different. You are talking of being forewarned. Right? Whatever has been described, which is a close similarity, I'm not saying it's going to be one thing that they're going to be aware of. It is something to that point much severe in degree of severity.
Intensity is
intensity. Intensity, thank you.
Even our vision, our sight will be, the veils will be lifted, everything will be more intense.
Okay. So, that does not stop you. If that itself could not stop you, whether it is more intense or less, it doesn't make a difference to you. Isn't it? There is a British mentality che when speed camera rakhe ne pachi speed camera pehla jo warning na aape to bhai lo dekhan puk che ke nahi bhai lo they have to warn you that there is a speed camera to fayda ho jaye
na
na obey kar na na I mean just think about it there are certain laws that makes you wonder ke bhai I remember BBC ma Europe ma kaam kar raho ત્યારે દોર્યો તો મારી સાથે ને અરબ હતો અરબ સાથે યુ ડિસ્કસિંગ અબાઉટ ઇઝરાયલ પેલેસ્ટીન એનો દોર્યો આવીને કંઈ વચમાં બોલ્યો આઈ ટર્ન ટુ યુ સે પ્લીઝ તમે છે ને યુ વોન્ટ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ ધીસ કે તમારો લો બ્રિટિશ લો ઇફ યુ હેવ ધીસ કોન ગર માઇન અ મેસેજ એમ શું કોર્સ આઈ અ મેસેજ કેન યુ ટેક ધ માર્ક
પાકિસ્તાનમાં તો વર્ષ
યુ કાન્ટ ટેક ધ ઇઝરાયલ વાળા ચોર વાળા છે કરી ગયા પેલેસ્ટાઈન ની અંદર હવે કાઢો ચાલી છે absolutely to justify their actions. Right, next week we shall be looking at the day of judgment inshallah, qiyamah. Try and understand the different names of the day of judgment. Yawmul qiyamah is not literally the day of judgment, you know that. The literal meaning of qiyamah is the day of resurrection. Day of judgment is yawmul hukm. Yawmul hukm. Liman il hukm al yawm? Lil wahid, lillahi al wahid al qahar. Liman il mulk al yawm? Lillahi al wahid al qahar. Hisab is the day of reckoning. The day of reckoning is Yawm al Hisab. So you see different names. Arabic maya juda naam chi, English maya juda naam chi. Right? Everything is going to take place on that one day. So that's the Quran maji. We'll look at verses. I say once again, I'm going to select verses that are interesting and that I will try to repeat jadaiche verses. The Quran repeats itself. The Quran mentions it many times, more than one place, more than one occasion. We will restrict ourselves to one or maximum two mentions of the same verse and go through the whole day, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.